Columbia Workshop, under the direction of William N. Robeson, presents SS San Pedro.
You are growing old, Captain Clendenning.
Nonsense. I tire more easily, that's all.
You're wearing out.
I'm good for a few more trips.
Your ship, old too.
No, no. Fine ship, the San Pedro. We've been together a long time.
She's wearing out, too. Your ship and you are sick, Captain.
Oh, I dare say I'm not as spry as I once was. My ship needs repairs, but it costs money, and the company doesn't want to bother.
Then I'll see you aboard, Captain Glendenning.
All right, men. I like the gangplank.
Aye, sir.
I saw her there. Take away the gangplank.
Hold it. Hold it and let us.
What's the trouble down there, quartermaster?
Late passenger, I guess, sir.
Taking his time about getting aboard, isn't he?
Merrily, look at that man coming up the gangplank. He gives me the creep.
He ought to hire out the museum as a mummy.
He's taking off his hat.
Oh, how horrible. He has no hair on his head at all.
Gray gloves. Like an undertaker.
Ah, hush, Junior. Nothing's going to happen here.
Your cabin, please, sir.
Show me to Captain Clendenning's cabin.
The captain is busy on the bridge now, sir. The steward will show you to your cabin, perhaps later.
Captain Clendenning is expecting me.
Bradell reporting, sir.
Come in. Come in, boy.
What is it, Mr. Bradell? You sent for me, sir?
I sent for... Oh, yes, yes. Meet my friend, Dr. Percival. This is Mr. Bradell, doctor.
How do you do, sir?
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Bradell.
Bradell's our first officer, Dr. Percival. Only sailor on board. Had his master's papers 5 years. He's just waiting for me to die so the company will have a ship for him.
Oh, please, sir.
Well, you may not have much longer to wait at that, Bradell. The doctor doesn't think I should be making...
You're not a well man, Captain.
Bradell, Dr. Percival wants to look the ship over. You will show him about.
Yes, sir. Will you come with me, Dr. Percival?
Thank you. I'll join you later, Captain. The captain's getting old, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't noticed.
I had.
What would you like to see, sir?
Well, I really don't know. It's been some time since I've been on the ship.
In that case, we'll start it topside and work down.
Excellent. You do not float quite level, do you?
Why, I hadn't noticed.
But you don't.
Seems we do have a slight lift. We straighten up when we get underway a bit.
No danger of tipping over?
Of course not. When we're heavily loaded, it just takes a little adjustment, that's all.
And you are heavily loaded?
Or a little more than usual, maybe.
That's good to know.
Some blackjack tonight.
Sorry, I can't. Why not to entertain the lady passengers below? Oh, this will interest you, Dr. Percival.
What is it?
A wireless check, Doctor. Mr. Morris, our second wireless operator. Dr. Percival is a friend of the captain's, Morris.
Oh, I'm glad you... Glad to meet you, Doctor.
What are you receiving?
Oh, plenty. Bad weather south. We'll catch it, I guess. Had the San Pablo for a few minutes. The old man wouldn't know where they were. Finally got a QRN off them. Well, tell your girlfriends they'll all be sick tomorrow.
Well, that's all right with me.
You'd be quite lost without this department of the ship, wouldn't you?
Well, it would be quite inconvenient.
Inconvenient? Why, it'd be impossible.
Quite so. These are the lifeboats, I presume?
Yes.
And they're, what is the term, launched by those curious gooseneck things?
That's right, they're called davits.
They work, of course?
Naturally.
Most interesting. Would it be possible to see the machinery that runs the ship?
Yes, we can go down this way, sir. These stairs lead to the engine room. I'm afraid you may find it a bit hot.
I never see you, the heat.
Watch that handrail. A bit dirty, I'm afraid.
The captain is an old man, Mr. Bradell.
You said that before, Doctor. I don't quite understand.
People grow old, Mr. Bradell. They break down. They wear out.
If you consider the captain worn out, sir, you're wrong. You can ask the ship's doctor about that.
I have no interest in the opinions of ship's doctors. I am merely mentioning a fact.
Those are the engines directly below us, sir.
Very pretty.
Well, yes, I suppose they are. Those are the turbines. Those big green things.
Oh, yes. They supply the power, I presume.
That's right.
Hello, Brunel. What in the promised land are you doing down here?
Oh, just showing a friend of the captain's what we've got. Dr. Percival, this is Mr. McGillivray.
How do you do, Dr. Percival? Sorry, I have more time, sir.
Are your turbines very powerful?
We get 12,000 shaft power of horsepower.
They always work, I presume?
Never know. They're working now, that's since.
So they are. Very interesting. Seen enough, Mr. Bradell?
I, sir? Why, I've seen this engine room 1,000 times.
Then we can go now.
Yes, sir.
Your Mr. McGillivray has a great responsibility keeping those engines going. You would be entirely helpless without them, wouldn't you?
And we'd be in a bad way. Hey, look, did you say you were hungry, sir? They're ringing the dinner bell.
It would be interesting to watch them eat.
You're on the ship.
Well, not exactly.
Because if you do, I wish you'd fix it. It's completely cockeyed. Doesn't sit straight.
I'll speak to the captain about it. I wouldn't be surprised if he had it fixed by morning.
You can dance with me if you like.
Thank you, but I'm not a very good dancer.
Well, then, let's talk. You don't know my name. It's Merrily. What's yours?
Bradell.
You have only one name, I suppose.
What would I do with an extra one?
You know, Bradell, you'd have quite a nice little boat here if you could only get it straightened up.
Well, it takes you there and back.
Bradell, walk down the deck with me. I've got a question to ask you.
What's the question?
Who was that thing you got on just before we sailed this morning?
A friend of the captain's.
Gave me the willies. I'm not fooling you, Bradell. I darn near marched ashore. I'll bet I see him in my dreams. You don't suppose he's dead, do you?
Well, let's hope not.
He ought to be buried. He hasn't got any business going around scaring people. I don't like to meet walking corpses, Bradell. It means something awful's going to happen to me.
Don't be silly.
Let's not talk about him anymore. He's getting rougher. But it looks cool.
Well, you keep out of it. It costs us a lot of money to stop.
I'll keep out. Honest, Bradell, I'd hate to drown. Come on, one dance and I'll let you go for tonight.
Sorry. I'm on watch at 4.
All right, then. Good night, Bradell.
Captain Glendenning.
Who is it?
Bradell, sir.
Step in.
It's a radio report from the San Pablo, sir.
Thank you. She's running into a storm.
Yes, sir. We're running into it ourselves. Are you feeling worse tonight, sir?
I'll be all right, Bradell. Why do you suppose we keep listening so far to port?
Must be the stevedore's fault in loading.
Don't pass the buck. You're a sailor, not a steward, Bradell.
Well, I meant we seem to have to take what we can get, sir.
I'm sorry, Bradell. I don't feel well. When you're inside, to go back on you, it shakes you up. Just little things irritate you. All of a sudden, you see you aren't going to live forever. You don't like going out, Bradell. It's sort of cold. Sort of lonely. Well, we all got to do it. We grow old. We wear out.
That's strange.
What?
That's what Dr. Percival said.
He's right, Bradell.
Yes, sir.
We all grow old. We wear out. All except this ship, the San Pedro. She's built to last. She doesn't get tired like we do.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold it.
Took a deep one.
Aye. But she can take it.
Has Dr. Percival gone to his cabin, sir?
Dr. Percival's cabin's my cabin, this trip.
Oh, I see.
He just stepped out for some air.
Yes, sir.
And you better turn in, Bradell. We'll have a wet night.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir.
South 14 degrees east.
Say, this is a rotten globe right now.
Yeah. 16 hours of it. We're listing 20. Pardon me the wind, C.D. Yeah. You know, it seems to be getting worse since the scarecrow poked his nose in here.
Who?
That doctor pal of the old man.
Was he on the bridge?
Yeah. Came up about 3 bells. Asked to take a trick at the wheel. Explained to him against the road. While I was taking a turn on the outer bridge, he shoved the helmsman out of the way. And when I came back, there he was steering the ship.
Good Lord!
If he wasn't a friend of the skipper's, I'd have sent him back to the grave he looked like he came from.
Pipe down. Here comes the captain.
Mr. Bradell, what are we doing? About 2 knots?
Oh, about 5, sir, I think.
The list is worse. Anything shifted in the hold yet?
Not that I know of, sir.
That one nearly knocked you down, sir.
I can take care of myself, Mr. Bradell.
Yes, sir.
That felt like it did us some damage. Go ask, Mr. Bradell. See if anything carried away.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Bradell. Where have you been keeping yourself?
What the devil are you doing up here?
Is there any way to talk to a lady, particularly after you've stolen her heart? I was looking for you.
Don't you know it's against the rules for passengers to come up to the bridge? You'll have to get out of here.
I'll go if you go with me.
I've got to go up and check up.
I'll go along with you.
Well, you can suit yourself about that.
Nice weather we're having, isn't it? Listen, Bradell, you've got to do something about this.
About what?
Aunt Clara and tons of people are sick as dogs. And I couldn't get a bath last night. The bath steward says we aren't level enough. I'll be positively filthy if it keeps up many weeks.
Everything will be all right.
You don't look well, Bradell. Have a sleepless night? So did I. Couldn't get you off my mind.
You have nothing to worry about.
Good Lord, is it as bad as that?
No danger at all. Everything is all right.
Bradell, you don't hate me enough to go and drown all these innocent people, too, do you? Besides, I told you I darn well didn't want to drown.
All right, you won't. And don't be such a fool.
You've got to listen to me.
Well?
I've got plenty of nerve. But you have to tell me one thing. Why is that Dr. Percival prowling around the boat? Why doesn't he go to sleep? Why doesn't he jump overboard or something? Every time you turn around, he's standing there grinning. I tell you, Bradell, that man's a hoodoo. Can't you get him off the ship?
Oh, don't be an idiot. Look, Madeley, your cabin's on this deck, isn't it?
Yes. Why?
Well, please go to it and stay there. I've got work to do.
Very well. Goodbye, Bradell.
Mr. Braidell, sir. We've got trouble out.
What is it, quartermaster?
That last big wave carried away half the railing on the fantail and went right through the third class pantry, sir.
I'll have to get us to it to rope off the deck. Stand by on the bridge.
Yes, sir.
Stewart! Stewart! Where the devil are all the third class stewards?
Yes. You're calling me, sir?
Where are the others?
In the pantry. At least they were.
The pantry was just swept clean by that last heavy sea.
Oh, yes, I knew, sir.
Poor devils. Well, we can't do anything for them. Buck up. We'll probably be out of this before dark.
Can you be sure of that, Mr. Braidell?
Dr. Percival, what are you doing down here, sir?
I like to be where things are happening.
What are you getting?
What do you care, Smith?
I've got a right to know, haven't I?
Well, seeing as you're the senior operator, I'll let you in on the secret. It's a message from our dear old sister ship, the San Pablo.
We aren't reporting anything, are we?
Sure. Having a fine time. Wish you were here.
Funny boy, aren't you? Are we all right?
As advertised, these magnificent vessels are unsurpassed in comfort and luxury. Having been especially constructed for tropical voyaging, the ventilation of every room is perfect. Can't you feel it? Running water, too. Yeah, in every room now.
Oh, come off, Morris. Where are the bridge orders?
Help yourself to them. The old man keeps wanting to know how the San Pablo is. As if I cared. Well, hello, McGilvery. Come on in and join the swimming party.
Where's the captain?
Now, we've got him hidden in a condenser. Hey, close the door, Mac. You want to drown us out?
Seedy said he was coming up here with Braidell. The phones are all out of order, in case you didn't know.
Old Duffer must be feeling pretty spry this morning. Why didn't he send someone down with the orders?
Ellis, I want you to send... McGilvery, why aren't you attending the engine?
Looking for you, sir. The engine room flooded with water, dirty black water. Must come through the coal. Do you suppose we've sprung a plate?
I don't know.
Aren't you trying to find out? Do you know anything about it, Braidell?
We've done nothing but try to find out for 24 hours, Chief.
Well, if I were you, son, I'd get myself an overhaul and look into the port bunkers.
I'll give Braidell his orders, Mr. McGillibray.
Just offering a suggestion. Seems to me about time something was done. Someone ought to call to your attention, sir, that your ship is going to founder if this list gets any worse.
Mr. McGillivray, I'll have you understand that I'm in command of the ship. When I want your suggestions, I'll ask for them.
Very good. And now I'll step below with your permission. Get out of your important matters.
Braidell.
Yes, sir.
You go down. My apologies to Mr. McGillivray. Sort of nervous. Guts no good. Got to take care of myself. Tell him I appreciate his hard work. Tell him I rely on him absolutely, and I hope that he'll see fit to overlook my temper.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Braidell.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps you can tell me who's in command of this vessel.
You are, sir.
Thank you. When I give an order, I want it obeyed. What are you standing there for?
Yes,
look alive, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'll have no oil tank accessories on this ship. And you, Morris.
Well, what's the matter, sir? Here, you'd better sit down.
I'm I'm tired. You understand, don't you?
Why, of course, sir.
All right. You'd better send out an SOS.
Yes, sir.
Our position is latitude 37.15 north, longitude 71.08 west, 250 miles off the Virginia Cape.
Are you all right, sir? Can you get back to the bridge alone?
I shan't be alone. Dr. Percival will be with me.
Here, Morris, when are we going to abandon ship?
Well, Smith, nobody knows and nobody seems to care. Miro hasn't reported from the bridge for half an hour.
Well, he's out with Mr. Bradell. He's had some experience launching lifeboats.
Well, if he has, he's the only one. Tell you what, I'll flip you to see who sticks with the ship.
You don't have to flip. I'll stay. I'm the senior operator.
Well, aren't you the tin-plated hero? Well, what'll it be, heads?
Yeah. Heads it is. Sorry, Morris.
Ah, beat it. Get off the key. Let me hand the boys a few sad, grave remarks.
Take it easy, old girl. I know you're tired. Sick, like I am. But stick with me, old girl. We've been in tough places before. Remember that time out of Rio? You came through with me then.
Chief officer, report.
Would you mind the time your engines went back on and we had to hobble into Maracaibo? Almost didn't make it, did we?
Chief officer, report.
Ah, but this isn't as bad as that. Easy for a couple of old shipmates like us. We're sick. We're old. But we gotta stow that. We gotta fight. This is our battle, old girl.
Chief officer, report.
Reporting? Who's reporting what? Why can't they leave me alone? Well, what is it?
Chief officer, report starboard boats seem practical, sir.
Well?
Mr. Bradell asked me to say, sir, that port boats could be dropped in the lee and get off. May he reverse order, sir?
What's your name?
Miro, sir.
Oh, yes. Don't you know how to behave on the bridge, boy? Look alive. Speak when you're spoken to.
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you want?
About lifeboat station, sir. Mr.
Bradell... I gave no orders about boats. What are you talking about?
You will remember, sir. You ordered Mr. Bradell and Mr. Sheedy to turn to on the boat.
I sent Mr. Bradell forward. What's he doing with the boat?
His last orders were to attend to the passengers on starboard promenade deck, sir.
Why didn't you report at once? I'll have no tampering with the orders.
I tried to report, sir, for 10, 20 minutes. I have been right here, sir. I do not think that you have heard me. Boats have broken on the side, sir. It is
officers
too much...
will carry out their orders to the best of their ability. You will await an order for general abandonment. How are the passengers?
The women and children are all mustered up. All behaving well.
Right. Well, carry on.
What am I to do, sir?
Carry on, my ship!
Yes.
Patient just a little longer. I know this isn't very comfortable, but there's no danger.
The captain says we have to wait orders to abandon, sir.
We're listening all the time.
Pardon, but I don't think the captain knows what he's doing.
Captain still commands the ship, Miro.
Oh, I think someone ought to take over, sir. I think you ought to, sir.
I can't contradict the captain's orders, Miro.
Well, you can't let these people drown, sir, when you could get them off.
If we could get the boat more level. I've tried to have the men dump the fitted automobiles off the forward well deck, but they can't get leverage on them while the boat's at this angle. I know. I get McGillivray to give us some steam on the winches. Sheedy will stand by here. Get those forward booms free, ready for the steam.
You're right, sir. But I think it would be better to lower the lifeboat.
You heard me, Miro. If I can't obey orders, at least a quartermaster can. Get that boom released.
Yes.
Officer, we've been standing here almost 2 hours. If you aren't going to put us on the boat,
now,
why don't you...
going to be all right. Patient, please.
I don't care about myself and the baby.
Don't worry, lady. You and your baby will both get off all right.
The last thing I told her was that my next trip will be our honeymoon.
You'll
kill her. Yeah, look more like the next trip will be the Davy Jones' locker.
When's Davy
Jones' locker, Mommy? Dr. Percival. Why haven't you put on your lifebelt?
I intend to stay with the captain.
And why aren't you with him now?
I like to be where things are happening.
McGillivray! Chief, I've got to have steam.
Steam, Bradell?
Yes, how much have you got, Chief?
Only 80 pounds. We need every ounce of it. We can't stay here much longer. Men in the fire room up to the next water.
I've got to have pressure on the winch, Chief. I've got to get some cases over.
Wake up, come to. You can't use your booms in this lift. Keep them tied or they'll swing around and kill someone.
Well, maybe I can work it some way. I've got to get those motor guns.
You'll get no steam from me. Who put you up to this? That captain?
No, he's sick.
Well, he's got no business to be sick. Tell him I said so. Tell him we're fouled. doing? Don't he know we can capsize any minute? Isn't he getting the passengers off?
We're doing everything we can.
Are you so dumb to think you're going to float forever?
The captain gives the order to abandon, we'll abandon.
Now listen, you. Tell the old man and get it into him. Ask him what he intends to do with the lives of 400 human beings. Tell him the old intent.
You, Mr. Bradell. The captain said we're foundering. He knows it. He and that doctor man up there with him. Still, he doesn't give orders to get the passengers off. Mr. Bradell, sir, I'm going to give the orders. I'm stopping, sir.
Mr. Sheedy! Mr. Sheedy! Mr. Bradell just had orders to abandon, sir. Will you see that they are carried out, please?
Okay, Merrill. Let's go! Orders to abandon!
It isn't wrong, Mr. Bradell. I know it isn't wrong, sir. I don't care about myself, sir. But I can't watch these people go under with the boat.
Oh, coming to.
Mr. Bradell, are you all right, sir?
Where are we?
In a lifeboat.
What happened?
The boom caught you full, sir. The one you ordered released.
When did the captain give order to abandon?
He didn't, sir.
Well, how does it happen all the lifeboats are out here?
I gave the order, sir.
You did? And they believed you?
I told them you had orders to abandon when the boom hit you, sir.
You shouldn't have disobeyed orders, Nero.
He certainly should have.
Oh, did you have to get in this lifeboat?
Someone had to bandage your head, didn't they? Nero was right about the orders. You think we wanted to drown? He's the only one that used his head.
Everybody, get off.
The lifeboat's leaving now, sir. McGillivray and Morris wouldn't leave. Wants to keep her afloat as long as possible and try and get help. Look, sir. There she goes. She sinks.
And the captain?
He's still on the bridge. See?
Who's that with you?
Dr. Percival, sir.
Bradell. Who was Dr. Percival?
Don't you know now?
I've just heard S.S. San Pedro from the novel of the same name by James Gould Cousin. Miss Betsy Tuthill wrote the adaptation, Charles Paul conducted the orchestra, and William N. Robeson, guest director of the Columbia Workshop, directed the production. Next week, Irving Reese, permanent director of the Columbia Workshop, will supervise the production of Death of a Queen, which will originate in the London studios of the British Broadcasting Corporation and will be directed by Val Gielgud. Tune in next week at this same time to the station to which you are now listening, for Death of a Queen from London. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.